You won't need no angels. You won't need no luck. You won't need no sympathy. So won't you hold on?
Welcome back to In and Out Kabaddi. Apologies that we've had a couple of week delay. There's been numerous issues, really, but the main issue is that Sahel's been jaunting around the world. Sahel, how did it go?
It was very good. It was my first 2 weeks off Damn Strange and about 2.5 months of flat out, so I think I deserve that one. But yeah, apologies for a couple of weeks off, but like we said, a couple of things didn't go our way and a couple of things went my way, sadly. But we're back, in and out.
And the good news is, more than the good news of sales holiday, the good news is celebrations all around, the party poppers are out, because JPP are top of the table.
I told you so.
And Paneri Poltan are well and truly rooted to the bottom, so we're ignoring, in 2019, in Season 7, we're ignoring all predictions this year. I've decided we're just cutting that show from the airwaves.
We're just pretty much ignoring all of your predictions.
Yes, wholeheartedly.
There we go.
Let's now, more surprisingly, and twofold here, Patna are second bottom, despite a huge win against UP a few weeks ago, how the mighty have fallen. But also, JPP obviously lost to Delhi not long ago, but then lost to UP. And that has sort of stunted their run at the top of the table.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a strange mixed bag over the last couple of weeks. And even though I was away, I've been following all of it live and online and tracking every raid pretty much of all the games. And
whilst waiters bring him mojitos, yeah.
More like Greek palomas. That's the new drink, Dan. That's the drink. Yeah, but it's just been a bit strange because you've had, you know, such a tight run at the top as well, because you look at the points table suddenly and it just tells you the entire story. And you know, I do hope you guys all tune in and actually have a look at that points table, because you've got second placed Delhi on 29 points and you've got ninth place Gujarat on 20. And that's a matter of just two wins separating the two teams. So it is such an open field between all of the sides this season. You've got eighth place UP Yodha on 22 and third place Bengal on 28, which is, you know, a win and a point away. So it's quite crazy how quickly the points table can change. Remember, the top six go through to the playoffs, and right now it is a completely open book because there's so many teams vying for a few spots. So it's just been a bit of a strange bag where everyone's lost odd games. There's no clear favourite apart from maybe JPP and Delhi. And it just means that we're in for a really, really tight, long season, which is great for a three-month-long league.
Of course, the league's currently in Chennai. Two draws in the last five matches. Totally sort of backs up your point there. Two draws in five matches is unbelievable. 30-30 Bengal and Delhi. 31-31 the homeboys Tamil Tulivas against the bottom team, Puneri Poltan. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is quite ridiculous because I think teams are also playing for those 3 points rather than a loss. You're playing on the do-or-die raid strategy towards the back end of the game or the last 2 minutes, and suddenly teams are looking at the scoreboard going, okay, hang on, we want to win this, but we don't want to lose this, that's for sure. So let's just hang on for the 3 points in a tie rather than pick up, you know, just the solitary point in a loss if you lose by seven or under. So it's a little bit of a meek strategy, but I think it's also more from a perspective of, I don't want to lose yet because those two extra points for the tie can really go a long way when it comes down to qualification scenarios. But I think if the league was more wide open and if more teams had broken away, then you'd see teams risking that stage and going for the win because they need it. But right now, teams are happy to settle for those fewer points because they know how tight it is in that middle pack.
And let's just sort of come away from Chennai for a minute. Let's swing back to Ahmedabad, where the previous leg was, which, of course, we missed because of you sunning yourself.
Thanks.
Gujarat Fortune Giants. No wins from four matches. Not what anyone would have expected. The home effect this season is massively negative. Gujarat now ninth. I mean, as you said, it's very, very tight in that sort of 1-9 position. But the league's almost flipped on its head this year.
Yeah, it has. I mean, let's be honest, Gujarat are struggling. Crazy what's happened to them, because this is a team that looked pretty much unstoppable even this season. They looked really, really good. And then suddenly they've lost 6 matches on the trot. I mean, it's crazy what we're witnessing, because it's a team that's not got too much different about it. It's the same set of players, it's the same coach, but they've just lost their way and teams have figured them out. You know, there's their defensive units not looking as lethal. Their raiders are going quiet now. And suddenly they've got some serious issues, because it's just not working for them. Nothing's working. So it's a huge run of losses. To have lost every game at home, which was their fortress until this point. They had not lost a single match in front of their home crowd coming into the season. So it just tells you that the league has changed completely. It's improved in terms of the data teams are looking at, in terms of video footage that teams are looking at. And very, very different. And yeah, good to see.
And stay tuned for our next podcast, where we're gonna look a little more in depth at the sort of home teams, and I'm not just talking Gujarat here, but all the home teams' runs so far, because it's a month into the season now. Can you believe it? Now, currently Chennai, so Tamil Tulives are at home. They've lost one, they've tied one, which we mentioned against UP earlier on. Their next two matches, they're playing two absolute stunning teams. I mean, we are, you know, occasionally slightly biased on this, but JPP and Umumba at home. What will the expectations of the Chennai fans be for two very difficult matches?
Well, they'll want to win them, no doubt, because actually Umumba have been a bit shaky. They've sort of come in with a strong unit. They've displayed it against some of the top teams in the league and then just faltered against slightly weaker oppositions, I would say, at times. They came up against the Haryana Steelers, who had just lost a big game, and they looked meek against them. So, you know, there are a few issues, I think, that Umumba have at the moment, and that's why I think the Tamil Tulivas will back themselves in that encounter. I think Jaipur is going to be a tough one for any side at the moment, because they look out and out the best side in the competition. It's not going to come easy. I mean, they had a strange loss again themselves a night ago, so, you know, that's a bit odd, but they are well and truly the most consistent, most compact-looking team, I would say, with Dabang Delhi and the Bengal Warriors. So it's going to be interesting. Tamil Tulivas will want to win both those in front of their home crowd, take away, you know, two wins and a tie from the home leg, and it is a realistic possibility.
I was having a flick back through some of the stats last night to sort of try and predict what was going to happen. Interestingly, although JPP are first, the Tamil Tulivas are seventh, but there's only a 3-point actual point difference scored over the season between the two teams. So there's got to be an opportunity there for Tamil Tulivas if the likes of AJ Thacker and Rahul Chowdhury can really get big points against JPP. But also, when they look at the Umumba match, they've got to take advantage of the fact that Umumba's tackle points, in comparison to Tamil Tulivas, aren't as good.
Yeah, I think, Umumba has been riding on their defence a bit, but, with Tamil Tulivas, they just got to get things sorted, you know, because they've got the team. There's no doubt they've got the team and the ability to do it. They've got the big names, they've got the corners in Ransing and Mohit Chiller, they've got Manjeet Chiller in the mix, they've got young Ajit, who's been exceptional as the other cover alongside Manjeet. So there's no reason why they shouldn't go, like, very, very deep in the competition, but My only issue with the Tamil Tulivas is that there just seems to be a bit of a leadership battle even now. And they've lost a couple of games or tied a couple of games from winning positions. And those are the ones that could come back to haunt them. So if they can sort that bit out, which is holding on to the big moments that are required, then they're in pretty good shape to go deep in the competition, because they've, like I said, got the personnel to do it.
Vibe in Chennai, it's always going to be very passionate. How will the Chennai crowd, and we know that in Chennai sport is taken incredibly seriously, how will that crowd help the Tulivas over the next few games?
Well, I think it's two things. They're very, very loud, they're very boisterous, they're very passionate, and that automatically feeds into the energy of the players, especially in those moments when you're getting tired, when you want to pile on the pressure on the opposition. And those are the moments you want the crowd on your side. And that's where I think Chennai is one of the best crowds in terms of the support that players get, whether it's in any sport, whether it's cricket, whether it's football, whether it's kabaddi, whether it's anything, badminton, you see a phenomenal crowds come in and pour in, even if you're not on the winning side. And we saw that with the Tamil Talaivas, who were wooden spooners a couple of seasons and still got the massive crowds in. But on the flip side of it, it also means there's lots of pressure to try and actually, make sure that they are pleased with your performance. So if you can deal with that pressure, you only have positives to take away from it, because they will be on your back, behind your back. It's sort of like this wind in your sails through the big moments.
Well, it's going to be a fantastic end to the Chennai leg in the Pro Kabaddi League 7. We are going to leave you for now. We'll be back with a first month review show coming up as well this week. If you want to get in touch with us on Twitter, it's at In and Out Kabaddi, or our personal handles are at Sahil Chanduk or at Dan Strange TV. There's loads of exciting stuff coming up with In and Out going forward through the season, and we'll be back with more very, very soon. Goodbye for now.
See you later.